I thought the crowd was good. I thought that we weren't very good. I didn't think either team played particularly well offensively, obviously. But both teams guarded, and we were especially poor on that end. But we did rebound the ball, and our first shot defense was pretty good. So that gave us a chance. And then we had some individuals make some big plays late. So anytime you come over here, any road game's a great win whenever you get one. Certainly I'm not really happy with how we performed, but certainly ecstatic leaving out here at the W. Well, you know, Doak got a lot of credit, deservedly so, last week. Getting 23-19 in a huge game. I mean, he was great today, but he had some help. He had guys throwing him the ball and creating angles for him and stuff like that. Doak gets 25 on his own for the most part because we didn't have a lot of guys offensively step up and help him. So I thought that was huge what he did because we really didn't have much going on at all except for him. Meyer, he came back and played. So although he wasn't effective, but he came back and played. And so I the way he laid on the ground initially, amputation may have been a viable course of action. But he came back and at least he gave us some minutes, even though he wasn't effective. We probably don't win the game unless he's able to give us some minutes, because now David gets his second foul early. That forces us to play a lineup that we never practiced in the last month, other than, when David was suspended a little bit. So it was big that he came back. He showed some toughness coming back, but I imagine he'll be fine. But big guys like that, a turned ankle probably affects more than a guard.
The show of respect and sportsmanship after the game, you need to have, or how did that decision come about?
Well, my sports supervisor, Sean Lester, and I talked about it, and we both thought it'd be a good idea, so we approached K-State about it, and I think they concurred. So what happened over there at our place was an embarrassment to both teams, both schools, and certainly no place for it. But we've never had a problem with K-State players, and they've never had a problem with our players. Now, we've had a player do some silly things or some not-so-bright things at the end of a game before, but not in the battle of competition. I mean, during competition, it's always been classy, and so certainly I think that was a way to hopefully show people that it's still a game. It's just still just a competition. So I don't know how it was received. I think it was received well within the players. They did? That made us play a lot better today. So TCU, I thought that was a dangerous game going down there because they're playing better. And when teams are playing desperate, different things can happen. And obviously, did Tech beat Texas?
Texas.
So that's two desperate teams playing, and then you have another two desperate teams playing in Morgantown. I don't know how that game's going or if it's even started yet. So it just goes to show you when teams are turned up and they play with an edge, anything can happen. So certainly we'll anticipate getting that same type of effort against TCU on Wednesday. But to think that we could, going into last Saturday, be a game back and now be a game up is something that I would not have imagined.
Coach, Christian's had some pretty solid games against K-State. Being a Kansas kid, I know this kind of means a lot to him, but what can you say about his performance today in a hostile environment and hitting a big shot?
Well, he hit the biggest shot of the game until David hit the biggest shot of the game, until Marcus hit the biggest shot of the game. But I thought Christian played great. And it's strange, whether we're, to me, the most dangerous kids usually when we play against K-State are the Dean Wades, and the most dangerous kids a lot of times when they're playing us are somebody that's homegrown, the Perry Ellis that it seemed like always played well, or Travis Relaford. And now, with Christian, I don't know that it means more. But it may have, may get his juices flowing a little bit more than normal just to have an opportunity to play an in-state rival. He was good.
How important was him in loss? sticking their nose in there?
Well, you know, we Ochai, we didn't get much out of Ochai and Dope because of injury. So, and we tried to play Tristan. So we ended up playing seven guys. And so, we, you know, those guys had to play. But I thought Isaiah did some good things. You know, he didn't shoot the ball, and that's what he does. But he tried to guard, and Christian was real important. And Marcus played. You guys saw it. That's probably the worst he's felt in a long time. So we're going to have to reevaluate what we're doing with him from a foot standpoint. But we kind of hung in there and just kind of grinded it out. So there were some good things that happened in that regard. We got the ball inbounds versus the press, so that's another good thing that I can take home with us. But overall, our offensive execution was so poor.
What'd you guys do with Don? Anything in particular this week to get him rested?
No. I think sometimes a rest is a little overrated when you're 21 years old. But you know, we took our days off and went light. But certainly there was nothing special done.
What did you think about how your team played without the last 6 minutes or so?
Well, actually pretty good. I don't know what the score was when Doak went out, but I thought that, you know, David, you know, believe it or not, I don't know if you guys know, that's the first free throw he's missed in conference play this year. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, at least until we got to the double bonus, David would probably be good to have in the game, you know, just from a free throw standpoint. But he made a big shot. He took a silly one and made a big shot. And then the one that he made at the end of the clock got waved off. But I thought he did fine. You know, I don't think we win the game without any of our seven today that played a lot of minutes. But certainly David was pretty clutch down the stretch. Yeah. I don't know whether they put us at five or six or whatever. I don't know. I can't remember. So, yeah, it was good. I mean, it's 48-46. I looked up there and I told our guys at the under seven timeout, I said, wow, we're on fire. We scored 13 points in 13 minutes. I mean, it was bad. But they scored 14 points in 13 minutes. So that was going to be a game. Whoever got stops down the stretch was going to win. And fortunately for us, we scored at the end of the clock a couple of times.
Are there more things David can do to be a little bit more effective than he was?
I thought his ball screen defense was okay. I mean, thought he rebounded okay. But I don't know. You know, he's obviously a good shooter from 15 and in, so he needs to shoot the ball. But I would say just keep doing what he's doing. He's kind of settled into his role and is doing it pretty well.